Hamas endorses Obama. On April 13, 2006, Aaron Klein of WorldNet Daily and talk host John Batchelor interviewed Ahmed Youssef, the chief political advisor to the prime minister of Hamas, on ABC Radio. Youssef endorsed Barack Obama for president, saying, "We like Mr. Obama, and we hope that he will win the elections." Continuing, Youssef picked up the phrasing of Obama's campaign slogan calling for change. "I hope Mr. Obama and the Democrats will change the political discourse." He went on to say that Obama is like John Kennedy, a great man with a great principle, and he has a vision to change America, to make it in a position to lead the world community, but not with humiliation and arrogance. Responding to the news that Hamas had endorsed Obama, McCain told Fox News, "I think it's very understandable why Hamas would not want me to be president of the United States. So Senator Obama is favored by Hamas. I think people can make judgments accordingly." He added, "I think that the people should understand that I will be Hamas's worst nightmare." Obama spokesman Hari Savugan fired back a testy statement charging McCain had broken his word to run a respectful campaign. This type of politics of division and distraction not only leads to a campaign not worthy of the American people, but also has failed to help our families for too long, Savugan said, insisting Obama had already rejected Hamas's legitimacy. The Obama camp's reaction prompted Philip Klein, a reporter for the American Spectator, to write, "Throughout the campaign, Obama and his staffers have dismissed any scrutiny of his views on Israel with a blend of outrage and sarcasm, as if his record of support for Israel is so extensive, so undeniable, that anybody who raises doubts about his actual views is launching an inquisition." Still, Klein observed, "As is the case with most issues, Obama is such a blank slate, has such a thin public record, that voters are forced to parse his statements, sift through his past, and examine those he chooses to associate with to get a better sense of his underlying philosophy."